Welcome to Breaking the Underdog Curse with Dr. Don McDonald. This show is for vitalistic chiropractors that want to take their practice to a new level. Whether that is higher volume, less stress, more congruency, or just want to continually learn and evolve. Every Wednesday, I will be bringing you an interview that will provide you with either mindset or strategies that will help you overcome your underdog curse. Whether you're plateaued, afraid to fail, or stressed out due to overwhelm, this podcast will show you how others have overcome their challenges. Make sure to go to www.drdonmcdonald.com where you can sign up to get notifications when new shows are released and see previous ones you may have missed. I hope you enjoy the show and don't forget to crush the curse. Are you a people pleaser? I know I sure am. And when you mix that with being a chiropractor, it can create a lot of trauma. I know firsthand, it can wear away at your health, your relationships, and your practice. I term this the underdog curse, and I've spent the last 15 years coming up with a solution. My book, The Underdog Curse, was written to help others live a more authentic life. This is very challenging if you're externally influenced. When you take an externally influenced person and have them try to spread the message of chiropractic, it can be very challenging. If you'd like to get back to who you really are, regain your health, strengthen your relationships, and increase your worthiness, please visit Amazon.com and pick up your copy of The Underdog Curse today. Remember, if we take the time to nurture ourselves, we are much stronger at serving others. For chiropractic to thrive, we must have thriving chiropractors. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Breaking the Underdog Curse. This is Dr. Don McDonald, your host. And today, I have a very special guest with us in our, we don't really have a studio, but on the podcast today. He's coming from Vancouver Island. And the cool thing about him is he went to chiropractic school the same year I was born. And so I think that's pretty amazing. And he's come to, I first met him, I think, at Parker, and then I've met him at some of the BC conventions, and then he's come to our True Concept seminars, and he's been to our Vitality Shift, and every time I see him, he's just on fire, and he's been in practice for the same amount of years that I've been alive. And so I would like to introduce Dr. Ernie Von Schilling. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Dr. Don. It's good to be here.
This is pretty exciting. I was just saying when you're in when we're in Vancouver, I'm like, I gotta get Dr. Ernie on the show because he has so much history and especially to be in practice for 47 years and just be like still jazzed up about it and going to seminars and learning new stuff and excited. I think this is going to be pretty cool, and I can't wait to dive into your story. Great. So why don't we go back, and we always like to kind of start back to the beginning, and. In the beginning, like way back in 1895. No, just kidding. Not that far back. but what was your kind of, where did you grow up, and what kind of made you decide to be a chiropractor?
Well, I grew up in Murrillville, just north of Courtney.
Yeah.
And I actually live on the same property that I grew up on. I bought it from my parents about 35 years ago, which is neat.
That is neat.
Yeah. And I'm the youngest of six kids. So I started out as an underdog.
Yeah.
Big time underdog. I had to sit between my parents at mealtime for 4 years just to make sure I survived, because I wouldn't have had enough food otherwise, and my siblings would have stolen my food. So,
Why you're so skinny?
Yeah. And the food baskets were always so high, so I had to reach up to get them. No, it was a great life. We lived on a little bit of a farm, and we had some acreage, which I still have. And lots of chores to do, of course. So when the chores weren't done by somebody else, guess who got the blame? The youngest, right? So I got my butt kicked a lot. So I always was the underdog. I was picked on, not only at home, but at school.
Oh, wow.
Fight a little bit.
That was your training ground to be a chiropractor.
Yeah, it was. And then, you know, everybody's got a mission in life, and some people find it in different ways. And I guess sort of the person that put the mission in your life, I call him God.
Yeah.
He knew that I was going to be a slow learner. So when I was 13 years old, I was paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh, wow.
And my dad, in his wisdom, carried me into a chiropractor's office. And from there on, the rest is history. I became a fairly good athlete, like you, Don. I played basketball. I was involved in track a lot.
Yeah.
And I had chiropractic care from the age of 13 on regularly all the time, which just kept me going. So I was pretty amazed at the success I had, you know, being paralyzed. I mean, I can still remember the day I was carried into that office. It made a real impact on my brain. I thought, God, if I ever get through this, it's going to be a miracle.
Wow.
And it seemed to me like a miracle at the time. I made a promise then that if I could ever help one kid as much as I'd been helped, it'd be worth it. So I became a chiropractor, and I had some great mentors along the way. My first chiropractor was Neil Fletcher. He's passed now, bless his soul. And he really encouraged me to become a chiropractor, which I did. And had some great mentors along the way and some teachers that kicked my butt through school because I was, you know, athlete who needs to learn anything when you're an athlete, right? it just really helped. You know, I still see these two teachers. They're great. I had a little ceremony and honored them with the plaque of a teacher of my lifetime because they really inspired me and got me going to where I am today. I wouldn't be here today without them. They were great mentors. So, it was just great. So then I went off to chiropractic college, and interesting story there is that when I registered, Dr. Larry Reynolds, or Larry Reynolds at the time, his dad was a chiropractor, and he was on the board at CMCC, so he knew who was registering, right?
Yeah.
So he saw my name come up, and then Larry gave me a call and said, hey, you know, why don't we get together and get to know each other? So we had a couple of parties before we went, and then we got in the train together and went back east, and he was a great buddy of mine, still my best friend.
Oh, wow.
He just lives a few minutes away from me, and he's been my friend now for 51, 2 years, something like that. Yeah, great guy.
Yeah.
And he was also a good mentor for me after we graduated because he sort of helped me get through school. His wife cooked some great meals for us while we were studying.
Yeah.
And then every time I got together with him, like we fished a lot together and stuff, and we'd always talk about chiropractic while we were out fishing. And every time I talked to him, I just felt better about being who I was talking to him, right? So great mentor. And the practice always went up the next day, and we did that regularly for weeks. it was good.
That's awesome. Why did you pick CMCC?
Well, because at that time, that was the only college around, I guess. There were some American colleges, but, you know, in those days, back in the 70s, you just didn't, or 60s rather.
Yeah.
You didn't go into an American school. And I guess because Neil Fletcher graduated from CMCC back, he was one of the war veterans that went through.
Right.
So he encouraged I went there, and of course, that's where I went.
And tell us a little bit what CMCC was like back in the day.
Well, I started out at 252 Bloor Street, the old hotel that used to be a brothel, apparently.
That's a good start.
Yeah. It was a cockroach-infested place. I mean, it was brutal. The one thing we had there was we had some great instructors, and we had great philosophy.
Yeah.
You know, Herbie Himes and Homewood was there. You know, we had some great teachers, and the philosophy was amazing, fantastic. So we were all, you know, getting fired up about how amazing chiropractic was. We had no research or no documentation as to, you know, why it worked, but we just knew it worked.
Great. That's awesome.
So one of the things that happened while I was there is I had an appendicitis attack.
Ooh.
And I was pretty sick. They did my blood, and of course the white cells were way up. So Gary Gleason said, let's give him an adjustment. So they gave me an adjustment, and of course I think I was in second year or something, a bit of a radical.
Yeah.
And I think I should go to the hospital. So I went to the hospital, and of course I went there, and nothing happened, right? Everything corrected itself and kicked me out 2 days later. That was sort of my first experience with that. And of course that went around the school like wildfire, like Ernie didn't believe, you know, chiropractic would work.
Which is pretty hilarious because you were helped from being paralyzed, so like it wasn't as if you had no experience with chiropractic.
Yeah,
but it's true though. Like as we go through life, we always get tested, right? And then you kind of fall back, and you're like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm certain in it. And that must have been another little notch in your your tether to increase your certainty.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So we graduated, and I came straight back home. I left. 6 o'clock in the morning, the day after graduation, I was in a car heading west because I couldn't stand Toronto anymore.
Too big.
Yeah. And well, that, I'll tell you the story there. We had, when I left Courtney, we had 6,500 people in the Valley. Toronto had 1 million. That was a bit of a culture shock for me right off the bat.
No doubt, eh?
Thank God they let 19-year-olds into the bars in Toronto at that time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
So when you took the journey home, did you open up on your own or did you become an associate or how did that start?
No, I opened up on my own. I learned how to play solitaire in my office and had a few of the old friends come by. And then, of course, referrals started coming in and I just blossomed from there. I struggled a bit, I guess, for the first probably 3 years or so until somebody said I should go to Parker.
Yeah.
Which I did. And God, there was old Zig Ziglar. You're a spindle top. I still remember that. And he was just, you know, he was like a foot off the stage when he was talking and he was just wild.
Yeah. What year was that you went to your first Parker?
I think it was 1974 or five.
Yeah.
And I've been to dozens of them since. Of course, I've never kept record. But yeah, it was great. There's, you know, and some of those people, of course, were great mentors, like Sigafoos and James Parker, of course.
Yeah.
You know, people like that, that just kept you motivated and fired up and believing in what you did was really good. And then you started having some miracles in your office. You started seeing the miracles. I mean, you had them every day, but you started seeing them in your office. And one of the funny stories about a miracle was, I was spending money faster than I was earning it, so I thought I needed another practice to earn some more money. So I started to practice up in Port Hardy.
Okay.
North end of Vancouver Island.
Yeah.
And it's a mine. There was a big mine there at the time. There was logging was really active and fishing community. So there's lots of patients there. So I started there and had this young lady come in and she couldn't get pregnant. And so I treated her a few times and then, I have to set the stage here a bit. I practiced on the second floor and there was a big long stairway up to my office. And I had this little office, had four chairs in the waiting room and a little desk for the receptionist in the corner and I had one treatment room.
Yeah.
And it was about, I don't know, 7 o'clock a night after dinner and there four chairs were full and there were people lined up all the way up the stairs. And this girl was so excited she was pregnant. She came up running up the stairs, said, "Doctor, doctor, I'm pregnant and you did it." Well, I spent the rest of the day explaining to all these people what had happened. You know? Yeah, it's the wrong concept, right?
Yeah, indirectly.
So, yeah, that was pretty funny. And so, you know, we didn't have any scientific evidence to why this worked. And, of course, now we have it with what Heidi Havoc's doing and you know, all the great researchers we have out there that are relaying information to us. So. And those people keep me inspired too. I support Heidi Havoc and her research, which I think everybody should do because it's such an amazing research. And Dan Sullivan, of course, I see his videos. I don't know if you can see his skull here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got his poster on the side.
You got his here. Brain, his brain thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just released a podcast with him just this week, so that was
listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Amazing guy. So you know, those kind of people just keep me informed and up there, which is great.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about your first experience when you went to Parker. Like I'm always interested at, you know, sometimes, you know, you're kind of in practice for a while and you kind of might get stalled out. And then like either somebody gives you some ideas or you go to a seminar and somebody inspire you or is there kind of a turning point you can remember where you kind of, someone really light the fire under your belt and then you really came back and changed stuff in your practice?
Well, when we first went to Parker, of course, James Parker was on the first 3 hours of the day, right?
Yeah.
And, it took me about four seminars, I guess, to actually understand the guy because it's such a Texas accent. We're from up north, of course.
Yeah.
But he had some great information. But I think Zig Ziglar was probably the first guy that turned me on.
Yeah.
And he was just an amazing speaker. Reggie Gold, Sigafoos was there. I mean, there's all kinds of guys just over the years that just really inspired me. And, you know, that's sort of a turning point. They just made you really believe in yourself that you were, you know, great and what you were doing was super, even without any evidence.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff was really important to me. And that's why I still do. I mean, you still stokes the coals, right? Still gets you motivated. I have to buy a two-way ticket now to get back. But in those days, you could just buy a one-way ticket and get home on your own after about 4 hours of listening to those guys. Yeah,
that's
that's
awesome. And it's so through, you know, through your many years of practice, had you ever had any times where you kind of got a little bit burnt out or got a little frustrated? And if you can give listeners some tips on what you did to kind of pull out of the funk, because everybody gets into a funk periodically.
Yeah. I think that having a mentor is very, very important. Right now, because Larry's not practicing anymore, my mentor now is Bob Gagnon. We get together about every 4 to 6 weeks, and we have dinner together, and we drink a bottle of wine, maybe.
Yeah. That's the spirit.
just it's not so much as what we say, but just being with somebody that's successful, and he always gives me credit for building him up, but... You know, he builds me up amazingly well too. So it's a very mutual relationship, and he's just a great guy, and that's important. I think the other thing that's important is to keep reading. I read lots of material. Mm-hmm. I think exercise is important because that really stimulates your brain.
Yeah.
Dr. Kyle Smith is one of my mentors too. I've read his book, Brighter Minds, and I got so thrilled with it. I read the whole book while I was laying on the beach in Hawaii one year.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, just amazing stuff on how to stimulate your brain and get it going. And we've had some great experience with that stuff personally as well as patients. So, I mean, it makes your brain younger. Taking phosphatidylserine and exercise is great. The interesting experiment he had for me was he said, Ernie, you've got to cut down on your refined carbohydrates and do the burst training or the interval training.
Yeah.
And take the supplementation and see what happens to your testosterone. So I did this when I was 70.
Okay.
And I had my testosterone checked before I started on this program and again after.
Yeah.
And my testosterone levels after were higher than the average 45-year-old.
No way.
Yeah. You can imagine how much that thrilled my wife.
That's awesome. And what was the program like? Maybe just describe a little bit, because again, I know I went through this as well. Sometimes you get in practice and you're so consumed with looking after everybody else, you don't look after yourself. And so maybe give some of the listeners a little bit idea what your program was and what that was.
Well, I have a great elliptical. It's an E95. It's one of the best ellipticals out there, according to the research. So we got one of those, and it's as smooth as a Cadillac. And what you do is you get a heart rate monitor, and you get on there, and you bring your heart rate up to 70%. You warm up. And as soon as you hit 70%, you go as hard as you can until you hit 90% of your maximum heart rate. Then you basically stop or really slow right down until it comes back down to 70%. And then you go as hard as you can again until you get up to 90. You do that 7 times. That's your workout. It takes you 15 minutes. You're done.
Yeah.
Wow. Super.
That's good.
You cut out your refined carbohydrates as much as you can.
Yeah.
Difficult for me, but you cut them down.
Yeah.
Cut them out. And you take some supplementations like phosphatidylserine, which really helps you with your fitness and getting rid of toxins in your body. And there's a number of things that he talks about in his book.
Yeah.
Brighter Minds, great book. Everybody should read it. It's an amazing book. Mm-hmm. He's going to be at Parker again, as a matter of fact, in March. So I'm looking really forward to seeing him again down there, which is great.
Yeah, that'll be good.
So, yeah, that and reading some inspirational stuff. I mean, there's so many great guys. Like Chestnut's got some great YouTube videos. Listening to you and your podcasts is very stimulating. And so those things just keep me going as far as, you know, keeping me mentally alert. But in the office, the thing that keeps me going is just realizing how amazingly it is. And it's really a miracle. Every time you give an adjustment, and we take it for granted, you know.
Yeah.
Change people's lives directly and indirectly. We affect thousands because those people now that leave your office are better people as a result of your investment. So the people around them obviously are treated differently. And it's an inverse pyramid, really.
And I think that's probably something to pay attention to chiropractors out there too. Sometimes, like you said, we take it for granted. And so when you imagine however many people you've served in the day is not actually how many you've served, you could probably multiply that by 10.
At least.
Yeah.
By 10, yeah.
And so do you ever have a ritual or anything like that where you got to, you know, you try to get centered back to yourself? Or what tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have a Christian background, so basically what I do every morning is that I thank God for another great day to help serve people, and I ask that he gives me the right words to put in my mouth just so I can talk to different people in the proper way. And when I get to my office, I park out back and I just visualize my day, and I just think, you know, what good's going to happen today? What miracle's going to happen today? Who's, you know, who's going to really need me more today than just the average, you know, maintenance patient?
Yeah.
And it's amazing when you direct your energy in the right way, what happens to you? I always say your energy precedes you.
Yeah. So,
you know, it's a quantum thing, I guess, but it does precede you. And it's amazing when you become aware of it. It's like, it's a real miracle when you think about it.
That's cool. Well, and it's nice. Could you tell everybody, how old are you?
I'm 72.
72. 72 years young. That's awesome. Because I know every time we see you at any seminar, whether that's Parker or you come to True Concepts or anything like that, I think you succeed at that because you kind of have a little bit of a glowing light. And I always love how at the end of the seminars, you always will stand up when we say, did you get anything from the seminar? Sure. You always have something to share. So what do you think you could maybe give for advice to other chiropractors that might be feeling a little bit like kind of frustrated or just maybe started their practice and they're kind of a little bit down and out?
Get rid of the negative stuff in your life. Mm-hmm. Like the news, for instance, newspapers.
Yeah.
I know that's hard to do. It's very addictive. Get rid of your iPhones are great, but get them out of your pocket and out of your hand. Leave them in the car when you go to the office. They're such a distraction from what you really do and what you're really all about.
Yeah. And,
I see patients come all the time, and all they do is they look at these bloody things and they're disconnected from what life really is. And I think that's, to me, that's a big problem. Mm-hmm. And, news, of course, is a problem. And if you have some negative people in your life, I mean, you're going to be like the people that you associate, the five people you associate most with in your life, right? So get some good people in there. Have some good mentors. Read good material and go to lots of seminars. They're wonderful. There are always something to learn. I've been to hundreds of them. And, every time I go, you learn something.
Yeah. How many do you go to a year usually?
Well, the next one I'm going to, unfortunately, is in Hawaii, but there's a good one there, so I've got to go. No, there's an x-ray seminar in Hawaii I'm going to, and we always, because of the stage we're at, we always take a few extra days, of course, while we're there or anywhere we go and just relax and travel around the area a bit and have a good time. So,
yeah,
and that's, I think we don't take enough holidays.
Yeah.
As chiropractors.
Yep.
And I know I never did, and I do more now. But, the inspiration, I think, comes from being around positive people. I mean, you can walk into a Parker seminar or any other, you know, like LifeWest seminar, and you're there half an hour, and you're full. You're just ready to go again because there's just people around you have such great energy that you absorb or you get into, and they always say the right things, and you're great to go. Good to go.
That's awesome. Yeah. Have you ever had times where you had to get rid of some of the people in your circle of influence in your past where you've had some people who might have been pulling you down? And if you did, how did you do it? Because a lot of times that's uncomfortable for people to do. It's hard. So how did you do that?
Well, the first one I got rid of was through a lawyer. I got a divorce.
Okay.
You know why divorces are so expensive, Don, don't you?
Why?
Because they're worth it.
That's hilarious.
Well, it wasn't hilarious at the time.
But, no, but yeah, that it can be. Yeah. That could be toxic, yeah. Right?
It was very toxic, and boy, that changed my life from there. And then I realized how lucky I was to have some good mentors around me, and I paid more attention to those people.
Yeah,
and just be positive. Get your life balanced between, you know, physical, mental, and spiritual.
Yeah.
Hard to do, but you know, if you work at it, you'll slowly get there. I'm not there yet, but I feel pretty good about where I'm at, so that's great. There's always room for improvement, of course, and that's why I keep trying to improve.
That's awesome.
Anytime you're coasting, of course, you're going downhill, right? So you've got to keep your energy up and be a good example to your patients, be healthy, be fit. Mm-hmm. I think it's important.
Well, that's the one thing that you guys, if you're on the listen to the podcast, you won't be able to see, but Ernie's been, he's in pretty good shape for 72. You're mobile and you're trim and you're in good shape. And I think that's a good testament of living the whole chiropractic lifestyle too, right?
Yeah. Walk your talk.
Yeah.
Walking your talk's important. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, in closing, I was wondering if you had any words of wisdom for the Underdog Nation, any words of inspiration to send out to the folks out there.
Well, I think probably the first thing I should say is read your book, Underdog Curse. There's, you're not an underdog. I think we've sort of done that to ourselves.
Yep.
I think in chiropractic, whenever we have a problem, we always circle the wagons. But we always fire inwards instead of firing outwards and being together.
Right.
Get a good group of chiropractors around you that are better than you, or your perception is that they're more successful than you are. They probably aren't.
But right.
If you're an underdog, you always have the perception that they are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like coming on this podcast. I thought, why would you want me on this podcast? I mean, I'm not a world-class speaker. I don't travel all over the bloody world. He's probably not even going to phone me back. And here I am,
that's the thing. And you have the years of experience and that's why I really appreciate that from you. But that's the thing, is just step up. Like, I think a lot of people don't value how much they have to offer, right?
Chiropractic is a gift, and don't waste it. Be present with each patient and give them your best, because that's what they deserve.
That's awesome. Well, everybody, I think you can all take some gems and some words of wisdom from being in practice for 47 years and still being on fire about chiropractic. So thanks, Ernie, for being on the call.
Thanks for having me. It's been wonderful. Thank you. See you soon.
You betcha. So everybody out there, remember, take some of these bits of advice, words of wisdom, and don't forget to crush the curse.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you receive value from this episode, please take some time to rate and review us on iTunes or your favorite place to listen to podcasts. If you know a fellow chiropractor that could benefit from this message, please share it with them. Because it's my goal to provide you with great content, please contact me if you have any questions at drdonmcdonald.com or find me on Facebook. I look forward to hearing from you. So until next time, Dr. Don out.